Hello everyone and welcome at Spot 24. We are really glad to have you here in this unique venue located just under the Eiffel Tower and next to the River Seine. Spot 24 is a partnership between Paris Je T'aime, which is the Paris Tourism Office, and the Olympic Museum of Lausanne in Switzerland. Spot 24 is an exhibition dedicated to sports and urban cultures, so we are going to talk about 6 Olympic sports, among which 5 were already at the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games, and another one which will make its appearance at the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. You will be able to see a lot of different and unique Olympic objects with one Olympic torch in each sport area, and a lot of other great artifacts too, of course. We also have screens in each area, which work with a QR code system that you can scan at the entrance of the exhibition if you want to listen to the sound of every screen. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about each sport, but if you want to know and discover more, we also have below each label dedicated to the 6 sports an identity card which contains precisions and details about these sports. Now, let's begin and please follow me. So, at the entrance of the exhibition, we have the shop with the Paris 2024 Olympic Games products, but also collections with drawings and prints made directly from the artists that you're going to discover during the exhibition. And just next to it, you have a map that represents all the different Olympic sites and venues. You have a lot of different monuments of Paris, but also the representation of a map of Tahiti, where the surfing competition is going to take place. And then, please let's go at the introduction of the exhibition, and I'm going to explain you everything. So we are here between those two beautiful walls that were painted directly on site by a Spanish crew artist called the Pichavo, who has a really specific style that they call urban mythology. So what they did is they've painted those two artworks, both representing two sculptures, to make the link with antique Greece and the beginning of the Olympics. At the left, you have the representation of a river god. It's actually a real statue that you can find at the Louvre Museum. And at the right, just in front, you have the painting of a Nereid, a sea nymph, a daughter of Poseidon, the Greek god. And those two statues, they both make the link with the River Seine, where the opening ceremony will take place. And in the background, you have all those graffiti writings, with at the top the two words, B-boys and B-girls, to notify the first time ever presence of breaking at the Olympics. Chose to begin the exhibition with this to represent the main theme of the exhibition, which is urban sports, of course, but also their link with urban cultures. And so this exhibition is really a mix between art and sports. What we will also see and explore is a lot of different sports and unique locations around the world where athletes from all nations actually practice, and this is why this is called Spot 24. Now let's go to the first area, the breaking one. But first, by passing and going to the breaking area, what you can see on your right are the actual drawings of the creator of the Paris 2024 Olympic torch, Mathieu Lehanner. The Paris 2024 Olympic torch represents the link with the River Seine and its waves. You can actually see the Paris 2024 Olympic torch at the end of the exhibition. But now, let's talk about breaking, which has an amazing history. Come on, let's go. So, we decided to put breaking in this first zone, the first area of the exhibition, as it is a new official sport for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. It is the first time ever that breaking will be at the Olympics, and maybe the only one. But to remember how we got here, let me tell you more first about breaking history a little bit. And so in front of you, on the white wall, you have those amazing objects and artifacts. What you can see at the top right is a poster that was made by Keith Haring in partnership with Swatch for a breaking competition at the Roxy, a really famous club in New York. The prize money at that time was 25 grand, which is really huge. And Keith Haring made the design of the event for this breaking battle, and also did with Swatch a collection of watches that you can observe below in the display case. They still work, by the way. You also have a cap signed by Keith Haring hand in the 90s, and the actual medal from the winner of this battle. There's only 2 medals of this battle, which took place in 1984, and we're really glad to have here the one of Mr. Freeze, who was a really famous breaker at that time and was part of the Rocksteady crew. At the left you have a vinyl record called Smurfing Kid, with a drawing of a breaking Smurf. It is important to notice that in France and Belgium, breaking, when it arrived from the US, was called Smurf. We assume mostly because the breakers were wearing white gloves, but it's not sure. And finally, at the leftmost of the display case, you have a mag written and created by the manager of the New York City Breaker, Michael Holman, who you can see just behind in the picture in frame. Michael Holman is the one at the center with all the b-boys dressed in the red outfits that make them look like gymnastic athletes. And in this mag that you have just in front of you, written in 1984, Michael Holman wrote this: "We, the New York City Breakers, see the Olympic Games as our future. We see breakdancing as a future Olympic sport and ourselves as pioneers in making this dream a reality." Signed by all the New York City Breakers. And so now, 40 years later, here we are with breaking at the Olympics. From the South Bronx to the capital of France. And to symbolize all the way traveled by breaking, we've put just in the corner, next to the New York City Breaker picture, the Los Angeles 1984 Olympic Games torch. And just behind, we have this little area that we call the DJ space. In this space, that make the link with breaking history and also hip-hop culture, we have on the wall a collection of 8 vinyl records from the 80s and the 90s, which is called the Ultimate Break Beats Collection. It is a special collection of tracks used by breakers and DJs because it has specific rhythms and specific kicks. For example, you have sounds and tunes of James Brown. And the most famous vinyl is the one at the top right, representing an octopus mixing with its 8 tentacles. To make the link with art, we invited on site a French street artist called Kraken. He paints octopuses all around Paris, and you can actually see his work on houses and buildings in all the capital. He came here and painted in only one day this beautiful animal, which relates with the Ultimate Breakbeats mythic collection. And just below these records, we have unique and legendary turntables. Let me explain. In the late 80s, in the north of Paris, was located a wasteland called Terrain Vague de la Chapelle, where people from all around Paris gathered to make hip-hop. We had like breakers, graffiti artists, rappers, and DJs. So these turntables right here are the one of DJ Joe, who was and who is a pioneer in French hip-hop culture, because it all began there at Terrain Vague de la Chapelle. So there's a piece of history right here, and you have at the right pictures of all the artists who were there at that time. Finally, at the center, you can see a unique artifact, which is called an art toy, and it came out for the anniversary of the Ultimate Breakbeat collection. You use this art toy by putting it directly on a functioning turntable, and it looks like the b-boy is spinning to the sound of music. So it's an amazing object right here too. And at your back, you have pictures of the athletes of a lot of different countries for the breaking competition at the Buenos Aires 2018 Youth Olympic Games. But I'm gonna explain you this a little bit more by going to the sport climbing area, which is just behind. So, still to make the connection with the Olympics, we have at the left the torch of the Buenos Aires 2018 Youth Olympic Games. So, what are the Youth Olympic Games? Every 4 years, 2 years apart from the original Olympic Games, occurs the Youth Olympic Games, where you can see demonstrations of new sports that maybe one day will be at the Olympics. So, you had a presentation of breaking at Buenos Aires, but also a presentation of sport climbing, which was already present at the Nanjing Youth Olympic Games in 2014. And for Paris 24, sport climbing will be divided in 2 events. You will have boulder and lead combined, and then speed. If you want to know more about each sport rules and description, as I was telling you before, please do not hesitate to scan the QR code identity card, which is just under the information label. And for the art part and to paint the wall, we called an artist whose name is Philippe Baudeloc and who has his own specific style, which is kind of like cosmic, let's say, in which he paints what he calls his galaxies. This artwork actually makes the link with a real sport climbing wall that exists in the 11th arrondissement of Paris. And as I was saying, with this exhibition, we also want to show spots and locations around the world where you can practice and where sometimes the best athletes of the world found their vocation. You have picture of the wheel artwork just here on your right, with above two holes that were used by the Tokyo 2020 Olympic champions. And now, let's go to the wider sport. Here we are in this area dedicated to wide sports, and let's begin with the white wall. So, to make the exhibition more participative and immersive, and also funnier for sure, we imagined and conceived with a company named Close Up this really unique object, which is the fingerboard park. It's the only one in France, in Europe, and maybe in the world. And it was made specifically for this exhibition. And you can, of course, practice and do tricks on it. It was made just for you. And all around, you have at the right a screen with stop motion videos of skateboarding and surfing, directed and realized by Patagraph, who is one of the best in the world in stop motion movies. He recently made a clip for a really famous French rap artist, Orelsan. And all over the world, you also have a collection of more than 30 years of skateboarding stickers. They were lent to us by an Italian collector, Max Mameli, and we trace the history of skateboarding going from the left to the right. And to focus on the fingerboard park a little bit more, you can see on the top a miniature model. And this model was created by Nicolas Pierre, an amazing artist, who imagined for the exhibition this piece, which is a miniature scale representation of the Stalingrad subway station in the north of Paris. You can get closer to it, the details are really incredible. And under this station, in real life, in real Paris, you have a skate park, which was painted by Popov, an artist who also came here at Spot 24 to paint the fingerboard park with the same colors as for the real skate park. Popov, five letters, five lines, blue and white, it's his own signature. And now, just on your left, we have the Olympic skateboarding port. What you can see here are six boards that are called pro models. These decks are especially for the best of the best skateboarders in the world. They have a specific shape and specific design, as you can see. And in Olympic skateboarding, you have two events. You have park and street. And we have the chance to have here, among the others, the board of Momiji Nishiya at the leftmost, who was the skateboarding street champion at Tokyo 2020 Olympics at only 13 years old. And we also have decks of American, Japanese, Australian, and French athletes, and some of them will be present at Paris 24 too. And at the corner, you have the Olympic torch of Tokyo 2020, which, because of the pandemic, occurred in 2021, of course. And this torch represents Sakura. So it represents a cherry flower with pink and golden reflection, as you can see. And it's the symbolic of a cherry tree flower during blossom in Japan. And just in front, we have the BMX freestyle wall. Same as for skateboarding, there are different sports in BMX, and BMX freestyle was one of the new sports for Tokyo 2020. But BMX race is at the Olympic since 2008 at Beijing Olympic Games. BMX race is done on dirt tracks, whereas BMX freestyle takes place on big ramps in parks, as you can see in the picture in the background. We have three eras of BMX here. We have at the left the actual bike from the movie E.T., and you can see a picture of the stuntman of Elliot, the main character, on the white wall. And in the center we have the BMX of Anthony Jean-Jean, who is the world champion and first ever French athlete participating in the BMX freestyle competition at Tokyo. And finally, on the right, you have the bike of Mathias Dandois, who is the 9-time world champion of BMX flat. BMX flat is another sport where bikers directly do tricks and figures on the ground, and you can shake it if you want. It's really, really impressive. And Mathias came here at Spot 24 to do a demonstration and directly signed his bike on site. And by going to the surfing area, you can see on your left a circle of skateboards. historic skateboards from the 50s until the 80s, and the most iconic one is the red one with iron wheels and which is made in wood. And at the right you have the Road to Tokyo board. It's a unique board that was used as an Olympic torch. It was made and created by a Spanish crew who, when they learned skateboarding will be at the Olympics, they made this board and they used it starting and going from Spain until Tokyo, Japan, only by skating. They went through France, Russia, China, and finally Tokyo, and you can see the exact names of the cities they passed through on the board. And at the end, when they arrived at Tokyo, they burnt the top of the skateboard as it was an Olympic torch. You have the whole movie on the internet, you can go and check it, it's pretty amazing. And now let's go to the surfing area, and come on, let's take the waves. Surfing, as the other sports present in the exhibition, is not only a sport, but also a culture. It was born more than 5 centuries ago in Polynesia, and maybe mostly in Hawaii. And to begin with the left wall, we have here a collection of 3 artistic boards that were made directly in Tahiti, where the surfing competition is going to take place for the Olympic Games. And it's going to take place on a mythic wave called Te Ahupo, which means in Polynesian the wall of skulls. But no worry, it's a legendary wave, and you can be sure that the Olympic competition will be epic. And these 3 boards were lent to us and to the exhibition by the Onohu Company, which organize every year in Tahiti a street art festival with artists from all around the world. And these boards, they all have a link with the ocean, the sand, corals, and traditional Polynesian symbols. At the center, you can see in the frame the history of surfboards, which is really interesting. And on the right, you have at the top the board of Caroline Marx, who was the champion of Tokyo 2020, and just below the board of Kelly Slater, which is called the GOAT, the greatest of all times. He is the 11 times world champion, and he stopped his career, professional career, only a few weeks ago at age 52. And in front, you have a beautiful artwork called Duck Dive, made directly on site also by a street artist named Insei 51. He has this really unique style that we called anaglyph, and what you can see here is a little installation which will allow you to enjoy and immerse even more. It is the same process as with 3D glasses, and you just have to watch through the blue filter and then the red one, and the magic will happen. And the surfboard that you can see at the left is the surfboard of the artist himself, Insane 51, which works by the same process. I let you enjoy a little bit, and after, let's go to the 3x3 basketball area. In this space that was imagined and conceived by Trajectoire Studio Workshop, we have a playground ambience with an artistic vision supported by mirrors all around you. It represents the fences of the urban playgrounds and reflections of the object through the room. So we have on the white wall the torch of Singapore 2010 Youth Olympic Games, where the first demonstration of basketball 3x3 was held. And just next to it, you have 4 pictures representing a really famous Paris playground. This playground is located in the Pigalle area, which is a unique playground because it's one of the first playgrounds designed with art. And it has a really unique technology designed specially to reduce noises because of its location, as you can see on the picture, which is just between buildings. And it was painted and rebuilt in 2015, and now it is different. It was made again in 2017. You can now see on the net a lot of playgrounds like this one, but this one is really one of the first. And a lot of artists, athletes, and brands used it for their promotion. Even the city now promote those kind of playgrounds as new ways of communicating. The designer at the origin of this project is named Stéphane Hachepoul. And Stéphane Hachepoul is also the guy that designed the French Olympic team outfits for Paris 24. In the center, you have this magnificent piece, which is a mirrors basketball hoop constructed for the exhibition by Le Diamantaire, the diamond guy, who uses mirror pieces he found in Paris, and he makes art with it. If you go by through Paris and visit after this, maybe you'll notice little mirror diamonds on the city walls. And on the left wall, we have a big display case with a collection of a French artist who now lives in Montreal, and her name is Smoluk. Smoluk realizes these shoes mock-ups. If you get closer, you can actually see that they are made in craft and cardboard. And you can recognize famous sneakers like the Air Max or the Air Jordan 3. And also the recycled brands used, such as Arizona Tea, Eagle Waffles, or Fruit Loop cereals. And in the center, between those shoes, we have the ball of the basketball 3x3 final at the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games. And it is signed on each side by the two teams. Now we saw these six official Olympic sports. We are going to stay in the urban world, of course, but expand a little bit more. And I'll present to you other artists, cultures, staying in this real urban ambience. Let's continue the tour. First, we are here in front of what we call the subway space. It represents and symbolizes the interior of a New York subway train and was designed by the artist Waze. We have bars at the top, exactly like in the New York City subway, and two screens with videos of Lightfoot, which is a dance invented in the Big Apple subway by athletes who most of the time do this to earn a little bit of money. And these two videos, one is of Martine Barra, who is a famous French photographer, and the other is from James Burns, who is a director who won the Tribeca Festival. And it represents really well the amazing abilities of these dancers, who can sometimes begin really young, as you can see on the white screen. And so this is an immersive and participative area where you can hang on directly onto the bars. It was made for it, and you can take pictures and videos, of course, if you want, for your Instagram page, because we're also going to organize some competitions and championships here of Lightfoot dance right here in this spot. So it was made for people to participate. And then, just at the back, we have the gaming area. So it's important to notice and to know that esport will soon become Olympic. In June 2023, in Singapore, was held the Olympic Esport Week, which is the first ever on-site and in-person esport Olympic event. And it gathered more than 20,000 people, which is a lot. And it allows to connect the physics sport world with virtual sport world. So on the left, in this area, on the left wall, we have three eras of game consoles represented, from the 80s till the 2000s. And so for the 80s, we have this Nintendo NES with games such as Paperboy. And for the 90s, we have this PlayStation 1, which is maybe the most famous one, with a game like NBA Jam. And finally, for the 2000s, we have this unique Xbox Limited Crystal Edition with the Tony Hawk Pro Skater game. So all the games here are linked with urban cultures and are changing during the year. In front, we have a limited series selection of three neons designed by the world-renowned artist Futura 2000, who is a New York City pioneer in graffiti culture, but also and mainly in hip-hop culture generally. And next, and to end this little tour, we are going to the bigger space of the exhibition, which is just behind you, which we call the NEF. So this space was conceived by the architects so it looked like an arena, and every seats are actually movable. And we imagined this area as an immersive spot with a lot of different events and programming. Here in this space, we are able to perform battles with a cipher at the middle, for example, and we already had international breaking battles here and BMX flat demonstrations, among other urban events. And we can also do catwalks or projections. You have a drop-down screen just above your head, but mainly what we have are four permanent exhibition walls and two more walls at the end for temporary exhibitions. And let's begin with the wall at your right. This wall was given to an artist of the east of Paris, which is called Conti. And Conti is a former breaker who now uses his talents to make artworks. He has his own style and made for us this unique canvas by drawing directly with his feet and making these breaking signature moves. And so what he does is that he put a canvas on the ground, and after reflection he paints it with ink by dancing directly on it. And for this exhibition he did 4 canvases that will change every 2 or 3 months. And you can see how he did it with the video on the screen at the right. He also made 4 Swedish glyphs for this exhibition, and he's going to invite the breaking champions of the Paris 24 Olympics so they can do the same and have their own signature in Sweden as a real art piece which will stay in the future. And just in front we have the wall of the Parisian artist Léo Caillard. Léo makes these beautiful marble statues, it's his specialty, who have an urban style. As you can see, they have headphones, glasses and caps, and like the Picciavo at the beginning of the exhibition, it questions the link with antique Greece and the continuation of art through the ages. And he's one of very few artists who have an access to the Louvre Museum collection, and he actually had the amazing opportunity to dress some of their statues, as you can see in the big picture on the wall, which is really, really unique. And to continue, we have just behind, on the same side, the Olympic wall. This wall was designed by 2 German artists from Berlin who realized it on site. They are called Tapeover, and they made it in 4 or 5 days here directly in Spot 24. And this artwork is only made by using tape. It represents the 6 Olympic sports that we talked about before, and you can also see famous monuments of Paris at the bottom of the artwork, and at the background you have this map of the world representing all the different spots that exist on this planet. And finally at the center you have the Olympic rings to symbolize that this is the official Olympic exhibition here in Paris. And on the first screen on the left we inserted interviews of athletes made by our team directly. So we have videos of breakers and skaters from Japan, Brazil or Venezuela for example, and they talk about their favorite spots in their cities and countries. Because in Spot 24 we receive a lot of athletes, and we are currently making the videos in a studio that we have just behind. And once they are done, we put them in the screen progressively during all the year. And in the second screen at the right, we have the video which was realized when we learned that Paris was officially selected for the 2024 Olympics. To end with the 4 permanent exhibition walls, let's go on the other side, in front of what we call the Wall of Curiosities. Here are represented 11 urban sports that are not Olympic for now, but maybe one day will be. So for example, we have Trickline with the real Guinness World Record of Louis Boniface, who is the first ever person who has done a triple butt flip and triple butt backflip on a slack line. We also have here Free Slide, so you can see it, it's the red shoe that you can see at the left, which has a glass fiber below to allow the athletes to ride directly with their shoes on ramps, rails and benches for example. We also have a representation of ice dancing with the ice skate that you can see at the left. So ice dance is a form of breaking battle, but which is made on ice, and it has now competitions all around the world. You can also see here at the top the longboard of Abu Bek, who is the 2018 world champion of longboard dancing. And just below you have a cap, so this is a serious and formless spin cap which is made with nylon so the breakers can spin more efficiently on their head when they do tricks on the ground directly with the head. And at the right we have the roller skate of Tahig Kuis, a French roller athlete who jumped from the Eiffel Tower and the Montmartre Basilica directly on roller skate. You have to watch the videos on internet, it's really amazing. And finally, at the rightmost, we have the shoes of Malik from the Yamakasi movie, and this model was actually certified and licensed after by Puma. And we also have the soccer shoes of the S3 team, which are designed specifically for freestyle football. And we have even more. I let you discover everything. You have demonstrations of all of these sports in the screen at the center if you want. And this wall and what's inside made also the link with fashion and innovation. I let you discover everything, and if you want, you have a panel just in front of you that describes you in details each of these singular objects. And so to end this tour, we are here in front of these two concave walls that are made for temporary exhibitions. It changes every 1 or 2 months, and for example, we had to begin an exhibition dedicated to street basketball with the 20th anniversary of the biggest street basketball tournament in the world, and which is called K54. And the first edition of this tournament actually took place just behind this venue on the Emile Antoine Stadium. We also had an exhibition dedicated to a breaking card game and another dedicated to Carlos Mayer, who is a pioneer in graffiti culture in the US and who made for us an installation in link with breaking. And we're also going to have exhibitions about skateboarding, urban movements and cultures, and so much more. It was a real pleasure to have you here on Spot 24. Thank you so much for your time and listening. Have a nice day and see you soon.